Today from the Ohio Newsroom, the Ohio factory making Halloween sweeter.
Support for Today from the Ohio Newsroom comes from Ohio CASA. 15,000 Ohio children are in foster care at any given time. CASA volunteers advocate for these children. Information at ohiocasa.org.
Today from the Ohio Newsroom takes you around the state, connecting you with news and neighbors all over Ohio. I'm Claire Roth. Each Friday of October, we're exploring the spooky side of Ohio. This Freaky Friday, ghosts and goblins will take to the streets tonight, in addition to pop stars and princesses, all with one question in mind. Trick or treat? It's a query that leads to a lot of sugar. Snicker bars, Nerds clusters, Twizzlers and Kit Kats, Butterfingers, Tootsie Rolls, and Dum Dums suckers. The Ohio Newsroom's Aaron Gottsacker reports on the lollipop born in the Buckeye State.
When you step into the Spangler Candy Factory, the air smells like marshmallows. Trays of circus peanuts rotate overhead, workers hand-roll pinstripes onto candy canes, and lollipops pour into bags the size of pillows. Company President Bill Martin is one of the people who oversees this Wonka-like paradise.
We're in a candy factory. There's magic everywhere.
But this world exists outside of pure imagination. It's based in Bryan, Northwest Ohio, and has been for over a century.
So our founder, Arthur Spangler, back in 1906, he had saved up a lot of funds from running paper routes, and he took $450 to the Courthouse Square in Defiance, Ohio, and he bought the Gold Leaf Baking Company out of bankruptcy.
He gave baking a stab, but like his predecessors, failed to bring in much dough. So he and his brother decided to swap their bread and butter for chocolate.
And so they would literally deliver their chocolates via horse and buggy with an ice block in the buggy because, you know, chocolate melts, right?
Spangler Candy remained a regional confectioner until the 1950s, when it acquired a brand it's now famous for.
Dum-dums.
Dum-dums. It spent decades ramping up production and running ads like this one from the 90s.
Cherry and grape. Cream soda and apple lollipops for you.
Today, the factory makes more lollipops than anywhere else in the world. 12 million a day. Evan Brock is Spangler Candy's vice president of marketing.
If you look across an entire year, Dum Dums is, it's probably the 13th, 14th ranked candy brand in the U.S., but at Halloween, it jumps up into the top five or six candy brands. It's a very, very popular Halloween candy.
The company estimates between 600 and 800 million Dum Dums will be passed out today. The pops are especially popular with young trick-or-treaters. They're pretty easy to unwrap. Plus,
young kids don't often get to make decisions on their own, but when they approach a bowl of Dum Dums, it's all them. It might be like the first decision they've ever been allowed to make. Which flavor of Dum Dums do you want?
Blue raspberry and cotton candy are consistent favorites, Brock says, but root beer and cream soda have loyal followings too. And this year, the company is branching out with newer creations. Spicy pineapple, chocolate orange, blueberry donut, and a whole bag of pickle-flavored Dum Dums. It just goes to show there really is something for everyone, Brock says.
It's a very universally appreciated candy, and I think that that's why it is so popular at Halloween.
But even as this holiday winds down, the production lines at Spangler Candy keep whirring as sales turn to another classic confection. The company is the largest U.S. manufacturer of candy canes, too. In Bryan, I'm Erin Gottsacker.
That's all today from the Ohio Newsroom. Happy Halloween. We'll talk with you next week.
Cherry and grape. Cream soda and apple lollipops for you. So if you really want to smile,
put one in your mouth a while.